Justin, on the last touchdown pass, did you see Deion the whole way?
I won't say the whole way, but you know, like we always say, we got the 3-3-4 connection. So I know where he gonna be at, and when he's supposed to be, he was where he was supposed to be at.
Deion, how did that play unfold for you?
It was a play that we practiced a lot this week, and you know, with the flow of the linebackers, we wanted to be patient at that position at A-back and wait for our moment. Few counts, get across field, and find an open void. And Justin made a great play. Justin made a great play. And we had great protection from the line as well. Everybody did the job. Team effort.
Justin, what was your mindset on that last drive?
I knew we had to score a field goal. I mean, we could have won a field goal overtime, but I wanted to get in the end zone. You know, that was last drive. Tried to give it everything I had.
Justin, in the first half, it seemed like everything was going right for you guys. Touchdowns in the first five possessions, and then whatever happened in the second half. From the players' from your perspective down on the field, what was going on there?
I don't know. I mean, I think I would probably say that, you know, the intensity probably went down a little bit. You know, if we get up like that, we got to keep it going, because we don't want to give them no chance or opportunity to come back and gain the momentum. So as long as we got them down, we got to keep them down.
On that last play, did you see the defender coming at you, or was that a feel thing when you spun away from him and were able to hit?
When he stepped up, I kind of had my eyes on him. So, I mean, when he came free, I knew I had to make a miss. If not, we'd probably been out of field goal range. So I had to just make a play, and came out and it worked.
188 yards passing today. I mean, rate yourself as far as passing.
Say what?
188 yards passing, rate your passing game today.
It wasn't awful, but I mean, it could be better. You know, I feel like, you know, missed a few targets that was easy throws that I make every day. You know, and I feel like Coach Johnson has confidence in me because he came back and ran the same play. So I just know that I got to get it right the first time.
On that last drive before it started, what did he say to you?
To my memory, I don't remember him saying anything. You know, I think he knew what me and him know what we had to go do, and we had to go down there and score.
Were they doing what you expected them to do on defense, and what changes did you see in the second half from them?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. I mean, that's what we practiced all week, maybe a few other different things, but we also seen that too. So I mean, it's just fun. Second half, we just had to execute better. You know, we executed, did what we were supposed to do, came out hot in the first half. We just got to do that in the second half and put two halves together.
Without the play there where they turned the ball over and went to replay, you don't get the ball to drive there, no drives for two score lead. Did you see that happen, or were you guys in meetings on the sideline or something? Did you see it?
Yeah, I seen it happen.
Did you watch the replay up on the screen yourself? What were you thinking at the time?
Yeah, I mean, I seen it live. You know, I didn't want to get too hyped up. I just, you know, wanted to stay calm and, you know, just go out there and make the plays that we had to make.
Deion, Justin was mentioning just maybe a drop in intensity or focus. Could you feel that happening in the second half?
Right. I think a lot of guys got kind of complacent, and we just got to do a better job of, you know, like Justin said, getting everybody up, putting two halves together, and, you know, keep the intensity level up. And if we do that, I think we could be a lot better than, you know, we've been showing the past few weeks.
I mean, it's funny because obviously it's been the opposite. I mean, was it in your mind going into the game that we've got to come out strong and be intense and focused from them?
Right. We heard, a lot of things, you know, the guys been saying to the press and everything. So we knew they were going to come, you know, with the A game. We knew they were going to bring everything they got, give everything they got. So, I mean, we knew we had to come out here and play.
Any more questions?
Was it somewhere in your mind that, oh, my gosh, we're going to lose to these guys at some point, or we might lose to these guys?
I wouldn't say that. I would say basically like what I was telling the guys in the huddle, trying to be, you know, older and be a leader as well. Like, we got to make plays. We got to keep making plays. Y'all hold us, you know, get us some time in the pocket. And, you know, the A-backs, wide receiver, B-back, going to make plays for the team.
Any more questions, guys? Thanks, fellas. Next up, Quayshawn Neely and Keyshawn Freeman.
Oh, sorry.